No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Steve Starr is writing in here, shotgun for Bob Tuscan. You know, Bob had too much fun tonight, and he's going to be back the rest of the week. I'm going to be gone for a little bit, probably the rest of this week. So I'm going to wear people out tonight so they remember me. No, it's good to be with you. I love all you folks out there in RBN. Those of you listening on satellite, online at republicbroadcasting.org. Those of you listening on podcast and on our little micro broadcasters, and of course our affiliates all over too. We really appreciate all of you. It's good to be with you, and it's good to be talking about the news. You know, I saw an analysis, I think, that was put out not too long ago by somebody who had looked at the whole situation. I can't remember even the man's name, and I'm sorry to say, but the sum and substance of what he said was this: whoever controls the internet will control the world. It's that simple. Whoever controls the internet or the information gates will control the world. And that's the sum and substance of the situation here. You know, I mean, whoever is going to have the ability to communicate the right information or the wrong information, if you know the mainstream news media, will affect public perception and will control the world. Whether the world is going to be something you want to control or whether it's something you want to live in the next few years is entirely up to us, friends. But it's vital that we win this battle for information out there right now, because if we let this go, if we let it all go dark and we have to finding other alternative means to communicate, we're going to be on the losing end of this stick. And I'm looking at things on, you know, I look at all kinds of stuff that I research, like on YouTube and various places, and you can do that too. I'm sure you do. And you know, I mean, there's just a wealth of information that you can find out there. Not all of it's good, of course. I mean, you really have to, you know, you have to be very skeptical and a little bit hesitant to take everything at face value. You know, you can't. There's an old saying: you can't believe everything you read. Today, with television, we know you certainly can't believe everything you see, and with the internet, you certainly can't believe everything you Google or whatever browser you work with. You know, not everything out there is valid information. You have to check, double check, and try to get a balance on everything, and listen to both sides, of course, and then make your decisions. So you have to be very selective, and you have to be very critical and analytical. But the thing about RBN and Bob Tuscan's show and you folks out there is that that's what we try to do. We try to really get to the bottom of what's really happening, just like we were talking about Flight 370. The news media continues to search for trash and garbage somewhere out in the Pacific Ocean, you know, Southern Indian Ocean, if you like, down by Perth, Australia, and various places. And, you know, of course, it's most likely that this plane was abducted and the people were taken someplace. That's why the satellite signals got through from the engines, but its radar signature was cloaked probably by AWACS or some sort of escort. It's hard to say what happened here, but it sounds to me like the plane was taken someplace and landed, and for the people who were on board, the Chinese military, cyber experts and intelligence people working with the Chinese internet and another aspects of big business with China. That's my guess. But, you know, I don't know that. I could only throw that out as a cui bono, you know, who benefits? Who would want the people on that plane? So these are the kind of things that we look at, we consider, and there's a lot of information out there. I've heard some stories that a lot of the Chinese families who've lost relatives don't believe the story that the plane crashed. Most of the people who have family members still believe that those folks are alive somewhere on the ground. And but you're not hearing a lot of that on the mainstream news media, and so we bring that up. Other stories that are out right now, of course, Supreme Court declined speedy review of the NSA phone program. This is from, of all places, U.S. News and World Report, April 7, 2014. Stephen Nelson writes, the U.S. Supreme Court denied conservative legal activist Larry Klayman's request for a fast-track review of the National Security Agency's bulk collection of American phone calls on Monday. Klayman won a preliminary injunction against the program, stayed pending appeal from a U.S. District Court Judge Richard Leon on December 16th. Leon deemed the collection almost Orwellian. Remember Leon, who said that? Probably a good judge. And almost certainly a violation of the Fourth Amendment. He did not address Klayman's First and Fifth Amendment arguments in the preliminary decision. The Department of Justice appealed Leon's ruling to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, the D.C. Circuit Court, of course. But Klayman sought to leapfrog that appeal and gone past the appeals court to take the case directly to the Supreme Court. Yet, what does the Supreme Court say? It says the case is of such imperative public importance that it justifies deviation from normal appellate practices and requires immediate consideration and determination in the Supreme Court, he wrote in his filing, that the court denied claimant's request without comment. The court denied claimant's request without comment. It was a long shot. We gave it a college try, Klayman tells U.S. News. It's not surprising. They obviously wanted to go through the intermediate level appellate courts first. Well, of course, they don't want to have to take responsibility in the Supreme Court. Why would they? I mean, come on. These folks are not to be bothered, right? But this is what Klayman says. I wish they had taken it because every day our constitutional rights are violated. A day is too much, one day at a time. It certainly would have served the American people to have this resolved as soon as possible. Now, I'm in agreement with that, except I think it may be better that the Supreme Court has time to be pressured by a lot of people who are complaining about what's happening here, so that when the decision comes, it's not a snap, quick, covered up, fast, like they've done so many other things. I think it's better when the court is under pressure to render a decision and the public is paying attention to it. I'm not sure a quick judgment from the Supreme Court would be the kind of thing that would be beneficial to us, but it could. It could, of course, obviously. I don't trust the Supreme Court anyway. I mean, come on, you have, five Catholics, six, including Judge Thomas and Roe v. Wade still stands? You know, that's not a moral issue. It's a judicial issue of jurisdiction. That kind of decision does not belong on the federal level. It's a state's issue. They don't have to be moralists about their position on abortion to reject that ruling and overturn it. But with all of these Catholics and three Jews, of course, and last I checked, as far as I know, the orthodoxy of the conservative religious ideals among Jews and Catholics would heavily depart from the idea that abortion is a good idea. In other words, they wouldn't exclude the fact that it's possible that these fetuses that are sometimes called babies are actually human beings. And it's not likely that Catholics, at least from what I remember about them, would favor abortion. And yet there's obviously a majority of Catholics on the Supreme Court, yet they won't overturn Roe v. Wade. But remember, they're Catholics, so we give them a get-out-of-hypocrisy jail card free. Nobody has to be, conservative in terms of their Catholicism. Look at John Kerry. Look at Leon Panetta. Look at Pelosi. Look at Boehner. Who else do we have up there? You know, all these others, of course. The Kennedy family. Ted Kennedy is notorious. But anyhow, the point is simply this, that the Supreme Court, is not in a hurry to hear this case for some reason, and as Clement points out, day by day our constitutional rights are violated. And as I said before, those who control the internet will control the destiny of mankind. And so we've got to keep the light on here, friends. We've got to keep this door open, whether it's TPP, you know, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, whether it's Internet 2.0 or the consolidation of copyright law, or whether it's whatever it is that causes us to be in a situation. We got to watch out for it. Hang in there. Be right back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, everybody. Steve Starr's here with you, hanging in here with the Bob Tuscan Show on RBN. I'm glad to be here. And I'm going to go to some calls in a minute. But, you know, of course, we've got a lot of stories here we can talk about, and I'll get into some of those. And you're certainly welcome to voice your thoughts and ideas about these things. Very interesting the way the U.S. Supreme Court dodges anything of any serious responsibility. And course, you know, if you remember the whole issue that they dealt with concerning Proposition 8 and some of these other matters that they've had, when the voters vote on things and decide issues that have really nothing to do with any jurisdiction of the Supreme Court, and they refuse to allow the people to make their own laws in their own states concerning whether it's gay marriage or whether it's abortion or whether it's, you know, issues concerning constitutional rights, that states feel like they're being pressured by the federal government to shred and tread upon. I mean, all these kinds of things the Supreme Court will not weigh in on. And yet, when they do make any kind of a judgment, it usually goes bad one way or the other, because it doesn't fit the people, and it doesn't fit the kind of context of what should be what I would consider the kind of legal precedent that should be set by a Supreme Court, a U.S. Supreme Court. And I think it's pretty obvious, the whole Obamacare with John Roberts, you know, the most inexperienced, as far as I'm concerned, a Chief Justice. Notice how this guy not only just gets on the court, but goes all the way to Chief Justice right away. He's the deciding vote in the Obamacare issue, and he admits that it's a tax. Well, that's not constitutional, but the guy didn't even administer the oath of office correct to Obama. What do you expect? You know, I mean, this is the kind of shoddy, it's just disgusting the way our government works today, because obviously our counselors and judges have been corrupted all the way up and down the line. So I've said a lot. And now I'm going to let Curtis talk to us a minute. And I think it's Chris out in Las Vegas. Chris in Las Vegas is out there. I like Chris. Chris, are you there, buddy?
Well, yes, Steve, I am.
Cool. What's on your mind?
I'm with you on your observations about the Supreme Court, but I'm going to add a few things.
Okay.
First and foremost, John Roberts' integrity is lacking everything and has nothing. Because, as you recall, Obama went to his residence and had an ex parte in Camara secret meeting with him prior to his ruling on the Obamacare tax scam to steal people's rights and their wealth and redistribute it.
Mm-hmm. Ex parte.
It's rumored that he was blackmailed with some of his pedophilic interests that were held over his head to cause him to come around. And likely bribed heavily with gold or silver, and probably threats of what he didn't do would be held over his head if he didn't cooperate and take the money and shut up and do what he was told.
Mm-hmm. An offer he couldn't refuse. Mm-hmm.
And nextly, you have to understand that this is an imposter Supreme Court who are really foreign agents sitting there. They are oath one to the bar, two as officers of the corrupt court, and three, not to their mere money-paying clients. So all you can get is the best justice money can buy.
Yeah, that's what we got, too. And money doesn't buy very good.
You'll find that information in Corpus Juris Secundum. And I have a district court book that tells you there is an absolute bar requirement to be on the Supreme Court. The bar was brought into this country by the Communist Party USA in the late 1800s, early 1900s, in Chicago, Illinois. And it's in violation of the Smith Act, the Taft-Hartley Act, the Graham-Lanham Act, because it's a monopoly operating over the legal system.
The British Accredited Registry is what the bar stands for.
Well, I kind of have an inkling that it may be the British Archons Registry as opposed to
Accredited
Registry.
Yeah.
Because the Archons were the speakers for the king, and they were the black-robed high priest cults. And they do, in fact, wear black robes. And they are operating out of the Talmudic legal sleaze, whereby they have their judicial prerogative to pass on any type of evidence or case that comes along. They can claim it's political in nature, and therefore, if it's politically incorrect for them to rule on it, then they'll just pass on it and send it back down the pike and let it stand as it is, as opposed to actually hearing the case based upon merits.
Yeah, they do that, and of course they've made some decisions. One of the primary ones in our Roe v. Wade is that, you know, abortion violates the privacy. The privacy. Now they're talking about privacy. Okay, the privacy to have an abortion is utmost and to be upheld by the Supreme Court, but they won't deal with the NSA in our Fourth Amendment. That privacy is off the table, you see. Now, I understand, and a lot of people would think that, you know, I'm a very, very adamant pro-life person. Well, I have been pro-life since 1978, friends, a long, long time. I had a little newspaper, and I used to write articles about it back when abortion was just getting started as an issue. But I do realize there are times when there are medical emergencies. I've known people that have had them, okay? My idea would be that if you don't like abortion, don't have one. I would rather encourage people to find alternatives than to try to change the law, to be real honest with you. I think it's a better way of going at it, and it's proven to be pretty successful in the last few years. I prefer that people would make their own choices, the right choice, I think it is. But we have so many abortions in this country that are just, they're, I mean, what is it, 98% of them are viable fetuses, if you like that word. Fetus or viable babies. They're not medical emergencies. They're not cases of rape or incest. They're about, you know, just people who are inconvenienced about their responsibility of carrying a child into this world. And I mean men and women. It's not, because it does take two. But anyhow, go ahead, Chris.
Well, you're absolutely correct. The concept of abortion, if it's in case of a threat to life, the mother who may have to give additional care to other siblings and a mate, then there might be a plausible cause made in the interest of preserving the mother's life as the maternal leader of the family for cessating life of a child if it was compromised, it was going to be a life or death for one or the other situation. But you're correct, the elective abortion concept, you know, we would hope that women would make the right decision and men with them. But we don't know that for a fact, but it is an individual right of choice and really not society's prerogative to rule upon that, because each person on their own choice will be adjudged in the hereafter as to how they handled that situation or did not handle it, as the case may be. But it's just insane to have judges making these rules, because that's man-made law, not the Creator's law. And the Creator would certainly not be at ease with men deciding whether it was okay to have abortions or not.
Yeah. And, of course, Susan B. Anthony was a great supporter of women making their own choices, because in those days they were being forced by their husbands to have abortions, and she stood up for life. A lot of people don't know that. But the key thing is, of course, you know, as we've talked about, that, you know, we are talking about human life. And we're talking about the effects of human life and what kind of desensitization yeah, desensitization of our mindset takes place when we have no value on a baby growing in a mother's belly. That it's just an inconvenience. And there's a whole industry of people who capitalize on bringing very troubled and concerned women into these circumstances. Hey, I think we're coming up on a break, Chris. I got another call coming up, but hang on over the break. I'll get right back to you for another comment or two, and then I'll go to the next one, okay? The Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Hoorah! Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show, friends. Steve Starr is writing it out here with you. We're here Monday through Friday on RBN, coast to coast. We have friends calling in all over the United States, Canada, Costa Rica. We even heard from a friend of ours in Ireland once, and that was refreshing, of course. So we are glad to hear from all of you people out there, no matter where you be. If you stand for freedom, if you stand for human rights, if you believe in common sense and you know things are out of control, well, welcome aboard, because that's where we're at, and that's what we talk about. Let's get back to Chris. Chris, you got another comment real quick here, and let's get
well,
that
I'll
on.
Leave you with this, Steve, if you allow me.
Sure.
What you were talking about before was desensitization, which is effectually massaging or erasing the lines of differentiation between good and evil.
Right.
And when we negotiate to capitulation, to give up, and allow the progressive, hardcore left Talmudic communists to move the ball ahead in their incrementalism and boiling frog style, they eventually get exactly what they want, because the conservatives refuse to stand on their principles, morals, and scruples. until they get a backbone and start to do that and quit negotiating their rights away and what's right and wrong, we're going to keep getting homosexuality, lesbianism, child pedophilia, murder, robbery, rape, and plunder authorized into these legal schemes of these Talmudic Satanists. And I thank you very, very much.
All right. Appreciate it, Chris. Yeah. You know, it's a slippery slope, of course, as you said. And the big problem is forcing people to accept morals and, well, let's put it this way, situational ethics about things that they know are wrong. I mean, you've got 10 tons of historical evidence against a lot of the things that we call okay today that have ruined nations and cultures for many, many years, you know. My feeling about a lot of these things, and I try to take a libertarian point of view, if you don't like abortion, don't have one. If you don't like gay marriage, don't have one. But on the other hand, you can't expect people to support you in your decisions if you do decide to do those things, because that is an infringement on their point of view and rights as well. And they don't want to allow that. See, it's just like the fellow that got let go from Mozilla, this executive, because, you know, he voted with the majority or agreed with the majority of Californians on gay marriage and made his point of view well known. Well, and that standard, I saw an article that even Obama in 2008 could be held accountable, couldn't he? Should he be forced to resign too? Well, he had that opinion at one point as well. Anyhow, let's get on to Ralph in California. Ralph, are you out there, buddy? Do you have an opinion?
Hey, I'm out here. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. Just getting home from work. Long day.
Yeah. Well, good deal.
Yeah. The couple things. One is a quick question. It's just more of a power when Obama screwed up the oath. Do you think that was intentional?
I don't know. He's messed up everything he's done, so it's hard to say.
Now they can't hold him responsible since he didn't say the oath.
Yeah, but don't you remember that John Roberts did administer the oath to him ex parte, as Chris pointed out, you know, later on, and he was supposed to have got it right.
Yeah, that's what we hear.
Yeah, well, the guy is an imposter. I call him the anti-president.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, regarding with what's called marijuana, I don't know where they came up with that word anyway.
I can tell you.
Where did it come from?
It was actually created as kind of a derogatory tone back in the 30s. I mean, it might have been used before, but marijuana is Mary Jane. You know, the idea was that it was kind of a shady sort of...
A gateway drug to hell.
Yeah, I mean, it had sexual connotations, you know, and things like that as well.
Okay.
And they used that back in the 30s when they outlawed, back to the drug days, drug acts and stuff like that, when they outlawed marijuana, or weed or hemp or cannabis or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And because they wanted to create that kind of an image. If you saw the old film Reefer Madness.
Right. But why did they? Is this because they knew the benefits one can get from it?
Yeah, I mean, hemp has been a very, very profitable and very, very effective growing plant that we have used, mankind has used for centuries. And they had hired 4-H kids to grow hemp in World War II because they needed the fiber. You should have seen these big old 12-foot weed plants they were hacking down, you know. I mean, the amount of good you can get from hemp having nothing to do with THC and smoking is absolutely astounding. One of the greatest plants we have to rejuvenate soils, to make things out of it. It's got so many uses, and of course, it was also the potential of making fuels from it, alcohol-based fuels, things like that. And they didn't want the competition with nylon, which the U.S. Army was in the market for buying a lot of because they had a war coming. And so all these petroleum-based products that were competing with this very valuable plant that we used to grow a lot of called hemp. I hear somebody back there. What's going on?
Oh, I'm just coming into the house and the background noise. But no, I understood. There's a I don't know where the lady lives. I forget. But Ben Zine, those named Ben Zine, the earlier show in the morning.
Yeah.
Had a regarding a woman named was it Shona Banda?
Uh-huh.
Shona. Anyway, so she suffering with Crohn's and a bunch of other illnesses, but it almost killed her. And they had a vaporizer And she was mad at her husband because it didn't have any more relief. So, but they noticed that he bought a cheap one. So she put it away, but the husband noticed there was a film in the glass dome of this little teeny vaporizer. Mm-hmm. From that, they go, I think she saw the documentary of how you can make oil off of hemp.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they scraped it. And sure enough, and boy, I tell you, within 3 days, she wasn't able to, she didn't need her cane anymore because she could barely walk.
Right.
And then now she's cured. It's been over 5 years. So I just wanted to bring that up. If you YouTube it, and it's just hemp oil, I'm going to order some of that stuff. So.
Right.
But yeah, it's very useful. But I just wanted to bring that for people that are interested that it was, you don't need a ton of it. You just, wherever it's legal, just make sure everything's legal or whatever.
Well, but, it's not legal, not legal in a lot of places, and it should be.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Well, mainstream news media is even reporting that the majority of physicians and doctors now support the freedom to use medical marijuana. The majority of this is mainstream. Okay. These are people with actual MDs and letters behind their names. The majority of them now support the at least attempted use and exploration of medical marijuana uses. So that's a good one. Well, I got to run here pretty quick now, Ralph. I got Jim in Missouri. Let's see if we can get him on real quick before the break comes.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Jim, are you there, man? Hello,
Jim. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing just good. You know, it's time for this country to get back to reality, especially with the hemp program or the hemp problem, which they want to call marijuana, cannabis. They put farmers into business during World War II for the sole purpose of producing hemp.
Right. Yeah, they needed the fiber and the oil. Mm-hmm.
So it's hemp. We have found out so many uses of hemp right now. Even the lumber companies have come up looking for alternatives, and they've come out and said hemp is the best fiber we can find.
Yeah, sure,
you know,
it is.
This whole thing is a joke. From what I understand, I don't have the proven material of it, but this is what I understand, is that DuPont came out with nylon.
Right, that's what happened. Uh-huh.
Hemp was even used in the use of manufacture of cars.
Yeah, cars and car bodies, nylon, fabric, things like canvas. We used to make the big sails for galleons and ships. The Constitution has hemp-reinforced paper in it. Yeah, it's got so many tremendous uses. You can make drywall out of it. You can create strengthening concrete and things like that, a lot of things. I mean, it's just absolutely enormous. I think there's at least 100 good uses.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Levi's jeans were initially made out of hemp, and you can hardly wear out the darn fiber.
They're great. They work really well. They really do.
And,
they're good jeans.
We're missing the whole point. We have a cash crop that would be beneficial for all of mankind. And, okay, so it's a couple strains come through where somebody might smoke it and actually catch a buzz.
Yeah, that happens. Got to run, bud.
Yep.
The Bob Justin Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back, everybody. The Bob Tuscan Show continues. I'm your sitting-in co-host, Steve Starrs, here with you. I'm going to be gone for a little bit here, just on a little hiatus, got to do some moving. And so I just want to, you know, be here for you while I can and, you know, see my friends and talk to them a little bit. And I will be back, you know, but Bob will be covering things. And we've got some great guests and a lineup coming up here. Stay tuned to RBN, of course. I mean, we've got a great lineup of guests and hosts on this network and a lot of people working very hard to make it work for you. So we really do appreciate all you out there helping the network. Support our sponsors. Donate if you can. Also, Bob could use your help. You know, I'll tell you, if you guys don't know the story about me and Bob, we go back about 7 years, and, you know, he's a younger fellow, and I'm a little older. But, you know, I tried to tell him, said, Bob, you know, this radio work, volunteering like this is tough, and, you know, I don't know if you can handle all this, but he's ambitious, and he really wants to keep this thing going, and he's got a lot going for him, and I've been trying to work with him all these years to keep him moving ahead with his career. Because I used to actually train broadcasters for a little while. I was very involved in broadcasting. But, you know, you find people who are energetic and have a talent or have a skill or have a desire, and I always try to help a little bit. And he's getting worn out. So if you can help him out a little bit, man, financially, he's trying to keep his young family covered with a roof and food on the table and stuff like that. And it's, man, I'll tell you, it's taking it out of him. So visit his website, BobTuscan.com, BobTuscan.com. It's a great website, by the way. We've got some people that are working on that site now, putting great stories up every day. I mean, you know, it used to be there were some good ones up there, but now, I mean, it's like every day it's updated with great new stories. So BobTuscan, TUSKIN.com is the website, and you can hear the program there. Just click on the RBN link and add that to your own website so that people will be listening to RBN if you have a website too, get it up there. Okay, I got time for Art here. Art, are you out there, buddy? We're going to, you know, have a few minutes here to talk, and let's see what's going on.
Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Oh, well, been inside doing some things inside since it's been raining all day, you know, so
yeah.
That's one of the things about me, you know, even though it might be raining, I can still always find something to do.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about hemp, so, you know, hemp was one of my first real major research projects back, God, 20 years ago. The first thing, I need to correct that previous caller. You cannot smoke hemp. I don't care what strain you come up with. You cannot smoke hemp and get high. In order to do so, you would have to smoke an 8-foot plant in about 5 minutes. And if you tried it, you'd kill yourself.
You'd get a headache.
The hemp, yeah. Because the hemp plant has less than 1% THC in the entire plant. So you can't smoke it. However, hemp has been in use for 20,000 plus years. And if you take everything on the face of this planet and you separate it into three categories, glass, metal, and other. Everything in that other category, well, that's not metal and it's not glass, is it?
No.
If it does not have to stand up against intense heat, and it does not have to come in direct contact with flame, and it does not have to be seen through like glass. Everything not made of metal or glass can be made from hemp. We're talking clothing, and yes, the original Levi Strauss jeans were made from hemp, constructed solely out of hemp. You have cloth, rope, boat sails, paper, medicine, food, oil, fuel. You name it. 1941, Ford Motor Company built a car. The entire thing, 93% of that car was manufactured out of hemp, right down to the oils, the fluids, and everything else made from hemp, except for the engine block itself and other components that had to withstand intense heat and the glass and mirrors. Everything else made from hemp.
Ford had a better idea, didn't they? Yeah,
you can. And the cool thing is, you want to talk about a car to great on gas, great on fuel mileage, lightweight, super lightweight, and want to talk about no need for a roll cage or anything like that? The body of this thing could withstand the impact 10 times that of steel. How about this one? 4 acres of hemp can replace, or 1 acre of hemp replaces 4 acres of trees. How much paper is that going to produce, huh? 1 acre of hemp can replace 3 acres of cotton. Here's another interesting tidbit of fact for you. Cotton is responsible for nearly 50% of the world's pollution. The cool thing about hemp, no herbicides, no pesticides. You don't do anything but plant it, walk away, come back in 6 months, and harvest. Wow, you want to talk about something that's ecology-friendly? Mm-hmm. And, oh, wow, the amount of work it takes, very little work, but it can employ a lot of people because even in the manufacturing, when you harvest it and you turn it into paper or whatever, it never, ever, ever, not ever needs any kind of chemicals added to it to convert it into a product. Wow, you want to talk about environmentally friendly? You want to talk about helping out the environment, boost to the economy? It's cheap to produce, and you can sell the product for the same thing that you sell current products at today. Wow, talk about a revenue producer. Talk about profits. Talk about a way of pulling us out of debt. Gee golly. Did you know our original paper currency used to be made from hemp? Did you know that? Wow, bet you didn't know that one, did you?
Didn't wear out like
I could go on. I,
I could go on and on and on and tell you about him.
I think you could. Yeah, and I'm in agreement with you. I'm in agreement with you. Yeah, I worked for the National Renewable Energy Laboratory for a little bit, and we did studies on cash crops per acre, and hemp was by far the top of all of them. And I'm in total agreement with you. But, you know, the thing is, Art, I mean, here in Colorado, we legalized growing marijuana. We legalized recreational marijuana. But right away out here in this conservative, believe it or not, this conservative county that I live in, they immediately moved to stop people from growing hemp, or basically industrial hemp, as you're talking about, you know, the kind of stuff that you wouldn't want to smoke. It'll give you a headache. I mean, it's like, and I work for a, well, I don't work, but my wife works for a company that's into irrigation. Okay. We know farmland. That's our business. And I'm talking to the people down there and I'm saying, my gosh, this is a financial gold mine, you know, and they were all on board with it. And everybody was surprised when all of a sudden the county said, no, you can't grow hemp here. And this is the eighth largest agricultural industrial county in the country here. All right. And a lot of these guys are dryland farmers growing corn, growing wheat, whatever, you know, but we have irrigation systems out there to give them water. And you don't need that much water for hemp, and it rejuvenates the soil. We can feed it to our cattle. It's got all kinds of medical uses that we've just begun to look at. I'm not going to vouch for every one of them, but I think there's certainly a necessity to test these things and do clinical studies and trials. But, you know, I know what you're saying. Absolutely. It's a very, very good, a product that we need and we could use and would do, like you said, employ a lot of people and provide a lot of very good bio-friendly products and medicines and food and oils and fibers and all.
You name it.
Right. But, you know, who came out against the idea? The Vatican. They don't want us to grow hemp. The Vatican says that they're against it now. They were some of the first to speak up about legalizing marijuana. You know, because legalizing marijuana, the Vatican is going to stand up to help us. Do you think it has a lot to do with marijuana and the drug trade and all that? Or do you think it has more to do with the economics of us getting a product back that we used to have for thousands of years? It could be very valuable at this moment. I say it's the latter.
I say it's the latter. But here's something interesting. Talking about how beneficial it is to soil, how it replenishes soil. Another really unique thing about hemp is it removes, not only does it replenish soil, putting a lot of nutrients back into the soil, it also removes toxins from the soil. And one of those toxins, radiation. Could you imagine if you just dumped tons of hemp seeds all over Chernobyl? In 1 year or 2 years, you could be planting tomatoes there and eating them. But see, here's the real kicker for me, and this is what really pisses me off. When people talk about it's the devil's plant, hold your boats. First of all, I'm not a Bible thumper, and I'd be the last person to ever thump a Bible upside somebody's head. But you want to sit there and preach to me? I hear the commercial.
Yeah, we're going to take a break here, buddy. Hey, thanks for the call, Art. Do appreciate it. Stay tuned, friends. We will resume with the Bob Tuscan Show after the break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial